Good morning. Welcome to The Conversation on Coast Community Radio. My name's Graham Nystrom, and I'll be your host today. The number here is 503-325-0010, and this is our call-in show where listeners can weigh in on current topics. And the topics, we try to decide them as far in advance as possible, so that you can be thinking about what you would want to contribute to the conversation. But that's not always as easy as it should be, and so we do invite you to contribute to the plethora of possible topics that we cover. Is there something that you feel like is especially important that's happening in your community that you would like to discuss with the community at large? You can email me, Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, at coastradio.org, or you can call the station. Today's topic is family. I had been spinning my gears trying to decide whether to cover something more heavy-duty national politics style or something that's happening with local development, but I felt like going for another matter of the heart today, which is family. And so, do you have experiences that you'd like to share about your family? At what point did your family come to the United States? How long has your family lived in the area that you live in? How big is your family? And what has your family taught you over the years? I've got a few things to ask you to get the ball rolling. Do you have any memories that you want to share? Did your family face any trials that you overcame and can reflect on? Do you have estranged members of your family? Did something like religion or homophobia or sarcasm drive a wedge between you and family members? These are all things that we can learn from, and so I hope that you'll share. You can be anonymous. You don't have to say your name. And do keep it clean. I know that sometimes family can stir the dragon inside, but no swearing, okay? 503-325-0010. Tell us a story about your family. What was different now? What is different now than before? I've heard things like, oh, kids these days. what do you remember life being like in the 50s or in the 40s or in the 70s or in the 80s? How are things the same? How do things never change? But how are things different as it pertains to family? We'd love to hear from you. 503-325-0010. How long should kids stay in the home with their parents? Is individuality a good thing, or has the importance of family connection dwindled over the years as individuality has become a bigger priority for people? Other cultures in the world keep families together for longer. Extended family members stay in the home. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Are we doing it right? Could we do it better? What do you think? We have our first caller. Hi, what's your comment or question?
Hey.
Hi there. What's your comment or question?
I just have a little story to tell about my family.
Yep, go ahead. We're listening. You have to turn your radio off. You have to listen on the phone. Hello, are you there? Okay, so here's a fun fact. When you call in, we are on an 8-second delay. And so you can't be listening to your radio. You have to listen to your telephone. When our phone answerer, Pete, puts you on hold, you just have to listen. When I say you're on the air, you got to start talking. So be listening to your phone and not the radio. And do please give us a call back. So while we wait for our friend to call us back, let's keep going. I think that one thing that can come from family is our lessons about forgiveness. There are always difficult times in every family. And do those difficulties, are they bad enough that it's worth ending a relationship with a family member? Or have you learned to forgive and move on? Is there a grudge that you held that you overcame? Or is there a grudge that you held that you have regrets about? Are there times when forgiveness is actually not the appropriate answer because the damage is too great and for the sake of your health, it's time to move on? Do you have a story about grief that you'd like to share? Or do you have a unique family structure? Have you faced challenges or had experiences that you value so that we can all hear about them and incorporate them into our story? Is it good to do business with your family? Have you had a successful business, Reynolds and Reynolds or Johnson and Johnson, you know, anything like that? Is doing business with your family dangerous? Did you lend somebody $10,000 and then they never called you back? So I'll kick off with a story while we wait for our next caller, 503-325-0010. So this story is about sarcasm. It's one of the most important lessons that I learned in my family. And so my family, for better or for worse, has a good sense of humor, as they say. And being funny is one thing, but being funny at the expense of another is another thing, sarcasm. I read in a book, I think it was in the fifth grade, about a little boy who couldn't laugh at himself. He took himself too seriously, and he was wounded too easily by things that should have been an opportunity for self-reflection or learning or simply just laughter. We all make mistakes. And in the end, the boy did learn to laugh at himself, and all was well. So I think humor that is self-deprecating or being able to laugh at yourself is okay. But humor that tears down others or points out their weaknesses, sarcasm, to me, I've learned through family, is a bad thing. Our family used to give each other a hard time, and it was theoretically all in good fun. But it became clear several years later that every so-called joke was chipping away at the relationship between some of my immediate family members and some of our extended family members, and it was very detrimental to our relationship. And things did finally blow up at one point, and my mother was pretty mortified, and my dad was somewhat indignant, and my brother and I were just super sorry to not have understood the way that our words were affecting people. And so I think we were very apologetic, but we were young too, and what we heard was that our parents should have known better, and I think that maybe that is the case. And so a big lesson that I've learned from family is the dangers of sarcasm, and that doesn't just go for family, that goes for everyone that you encounter. It's an easy way to, you know, try to get a laugh, but it's not necessarily the most healthy. So what's your story about family? We had that caller. I'd like you to call back if you can. And remember, we're on an 8-second delay, so just be listening to your phone. And when I say hello, you're on the air, start talking to me. 503-325-0010. And if the topic of family doesn't ring any bells for you, I invite you to call with whatever is on your mind, because this show has a loose format. It's all about you. And so what's on your mind? Give us a call, 503-325-0010. We're talking about family today. What have we learned from family? What have been some good experiences? What are some good memories? I want to hear about your families. Do you have large families? Do they come from Finland or a Scandinavian country? Do they have Native American roots? Did your family end up in Oregon on the wagon train? Or did you move here after college? What's the story? 503-325-0010. And I've got an in-studio guest on mic 4 who's got a story about family. Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
Thanks for coming.
Well, you know, I just was listening to you, all the things you were talking about family. And, you know, we've, all of us, at the, you know, especially the age that I'm at, you start to lose family members. And so we've got a few folks here at the station who have lost family members recently. And I've noticed, you know, all of us were in different stages of grief. And so I guess I did a senior moment show about this topic, but I just wanted to sort of throw that idea out there that, you know, I'm finding that grief is very different from what I thought it would be. You know, it's way more than just being sad that the person's gone. It's grief will push every button that you have, any unresolved issues you had with the person who's gone. It becomes a really complicated process. And so I'm finding my way through that. And I imagine a lot of you out there are doing the same. You know, I guess I just wanted to say that, you know, grief is it's very personal. Everybody deals with it in a different way. I'm finding that I needed help with it, so I'm seeing a therapist, and you might want to do that too, and it's really helping me. But grief is a lot more than just crying because the person's gone. I mean, that is certainly part of it, but, you know, the stages of grief are certainly a real thing, but it's just a really kind of a big deal. So if you are out there dealing with some kind of grief, I'm dealing with caregiver grief, which is even more complicated because I took care of my dad for many years, and I know that there are so many people, there are millions of people out there in the United States who are in exactly the position that I was in for 10 years. And so a lot of us are carrying a lot and still going about our lives and acting like everything's okay. So I just want you to know that if you're not okay, you're in good company.
can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So with the therapy that you've been getting, what is that like? I'm just curious, you know, do you go into the office and it's a certain amount of time and you've got an hour to talk about it and you just unload, or do they ask you leading questions, or, you know, who directs kind of the course of conversation and
Oh, I can say something really. So I went into the therapist, who was a person that I had known before, and I said, I really don't want to be Woody Allen and spend the rest of my life talking to you about
Nobody
my problems.
Wants to be Woody.
So, and she said, you know, after I told her what was happening, she said very directly to me, she said, you have trauma, you have PTSD, you have caregiver PTSD, and we can help you with that. Hmm. And so we're using a technique called EMDR, which is emotional something something, but it involves sort of retraining your brain to think about trauma, and it actually works. I've seen her about 5 times. Every time I go into her office, I come out worlds better. So you think of something that's really traumatic and you sort of do this very, it's a very physical technique where you move your eyes back and forth, and you can read about it online, EMDR, but
wow.
I'm finding that it is really helping me. I mean, it's not just like, oh, I had a good cry or I talked about it.
Right.
I mean, I'm really making incremental jumps in my ability to deal with this stuff. So I would recommend that highly. And it looks like you have callers, so.
Yeah, so your therapist has a toolkit to help
yes,
you deal with something
yeah.
that she knows is going to help rather
yeah.
than just trying to like pick away at the issues and okay, so yeah, we do have a caller, but will you stay in the air room and
hang
out
sure,
with us?
Oh, sure, sure.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your comment or question?
Hi there. My name's Chuck, and I have a comment that goes along with grief and families that fall apart.
Go ahead, sir.
It goes like this. About 20-some years ago, and I may have a hard time with this story, so I have to bear with me. He died. He was the oldest of my children. There were 3 of them. He had married a year or so before, and he had married 4 years before he died. He had a baby boy, and after he died, his wife became very dependent on me, somewhat emotionally, somewhat financially, and I was fortunately able to help there. And the little fellow, Drew, became quite close with me. But the loss, my daughter-in-law, the loss of her husband, drove her over an edge, in my opinion, and made her mentally unstable. It drove me over an edge. I was probably every bit as unstable. And as time went on, the conversation between her and I stopped, and the conversation between that grandson and I stopped. And so here, some 20-plus years later, the grandson has stopped talking to me completely the last 15 years.
And do you think that that's because just talking with you causes painful memories to rise to the top and it's an avoidance thing?
I can't even begin to guess what it is, but I can definitely say it happens. And at the same time, it caused my wife and I have 29 years divorced, in part, probably a large part because of that. So families need, in my opinion now, really talk and talk, and at a time when there's a death of a close family member, to really talk. That's really all I have to say unless you have questions.
Well, that's a great contribution. Looking back on it, do you think that talking was the main thing that was missing, or do you think that maybe something like what Joanne's been doing with seeking professional help could have helped, or what would you do differently?
Well, I don't know. I did try professional help. It offered nothing. I don't know. I think that my daughter-in-law, my late son's wife, sought professional help. But it wasn't enough either, obviously. As for the grandson, who went from being so close to being so distant, it's impossible to guess, at least from my point of view.
Well, these are the difficult things that being a part of a family entail, and I'm sorry for the loss of your son, and I'm appreciative of you sharing your story, though.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, I suppose maybe if at first you don't succeed, you could try again with professional help. I know that I've seen specialists for different things, and they just completely miss the obvious, and then the next one you go to has the insight that's required to help you. So, maybe that's something that could be taken away. We've got another caller. Hi, you're on the air. What's your comment or question?
Well, I have no connection with family anymore, but I have a little family story that came down through the generations.
Please share.
My great-grandfather was from Finland, and he fell in love with a milkmaid. And so I guess it was of lower status, and his family didn't want that to happen. So they sent him off packing to Astoria to find, I don't know, his fame and fortune or something. And at that time in Astoria, it was pretty, from what I've heard in the history. It was, there was a lot of bars, and because there was mostly men working fishing. And he saved up his money and had the milkmaid come here. And she went on to have, I don't know, I think 13 children. And one of them was my grandmother.
Wow. Well, that's a pretty amazing story.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I've told it a few times. I told it to Doogie McLean. He came to Astoria years ago, and he said, you should write a song. Well, I have three brothers who play guitar, but I am estranged from all of them now, and I don't play music, but I wish somebody would figure out how to do a song out of that.
Now, with 12 brothers and sisters in your grandmother's family there, you must have an enormous family.
Oh, they're all gone now.
Uh-huh. So the generations didn't sort of continue and stay in touch and...
No. I had one last hurrah with my family about 5 or 6 years ago, and I've not heard from any of them since. So that's the way it goes.
Family is tough. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I appreciate your call. Thank you for sharing your story.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you're just joining us, this is The Conversation on Coast Community Radio. And we've got another caller on the line getting patched into the air room. If you've got a story to share, 503-325-0010. We're talking about family. Hi, you're on the air. What's your comment or question?
Hey, are you there?
Hi, yeah. What's your comment?
Okay. Hey, the guy that was just just before this lady, and the lady too, in every family there are some people that cope with life challenges more better than others.
Uh-huh.
And my wife and I have a saying that we don't get caught up in other people's stupid crap. You know, their issues and their problems, and they want to put it on other people, and they make other people's lives miserable. We just go about our life as we are doing, and, you know, other people that have all these issues and all these drama and then try to bring it on you and make your life miserable. You know, I realize it's part of family and all that, but, you know, just don't let yourself be caught up in other family issues that you can't do anything about.
Now, I think that's really good advice. Is it hard to, you know, have a wide circle of friends and have a really close relationship with your family if you just kind of stay out of things, though? Like, how do you stay really involved with your family?
Well, I don't really stay that involved with my family, like my brother and sister and stuff. We, you know, I have a saying that we are abnormal kids because we have a normal family. We're normal because we're abnormal, because my mom and dad never got divorced. We all still like each other, and we live within a couple miles of each other. But when you bring in other people, like people get married to different people, you know, and they aren't the same type of person that you are, it's easy to get swept up in other people's drama that are not your immediate family members, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that in-laws and then especially like step-parents and step-sisters and brothers can create a lot of instability. And so maybe that's another question to ask. Anything else to share for us today?
No, just a long-time listener, first-time caller, and you go, Joanne. We love listening to you on the radio.
Awesome. Thanks for that. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
The number here is 503-325-0010. Shout out to Joanne. Thanks for being a longtime listener and a first-time caller. We really appreciate it. And do you have a story to share about family? We've got about 8-9 minutes left in the show. Plenty of time to take a few more calls. So please do chime in with your contribution to the conversation. 503-325-0010. I'll take a turn again. I'll share. Since the phones aren't lighting up at the moment, we've got 3 open lines, so please do give us a ring. I think a nerve was touched there about when other people come into the family, where maybe once there was a stable unit and there can be an instability that comes in. And I am not... That's happened in my family. We lost my mother when she was young. She was 47, and it was to complications around cancer. Started in her colon, and she had a good almost 4 years before she passed. And my brother and I were grown. We were out of the house. We were just out of college, basically, and my dad very quickly remarried, and almost maybe too quickly, according to me and my brother and others in the family. And I think that's tough, because, you know, I think that my dad did what was right for him at the time. But it just felt a lot like losing our mom and losing our dad at the same time, because he was in a different state and his new wife had 2 young kids, and so he kind of had this opportunity to start over, which my brother and I didn't have. And so that has definitely caused complication in our relationship. And I think, like the previous caller, we always referred to ourselves as a normal family. Nothing to sneeze about, no major traumas, no major scandals or anything like that. We ate dinner together every night, and we cared for each other, and we laughed a lot together. Unfortunately, sometimes it was because of sarcastic jokes, but you know what I'm saying. And that actually rings a bell. one thing that was really important to my mom was having dinner together every night. We always had to sit down at the table. We always had to, you know, nobody could be, you can't watch TV, you can't read a book, you can't sing a song. you gotta sit there and interact with your family. And I have a lot of respect and gratitude for her for that. And I think that that's something that I've carried with me through my life. You know, I love cooking dinner and eating a meal across the table from my partner and not being distracted by a television or a radio or whatever else there is out there to be distracted by. I think gathering around a table and eating together is one of the best things that a family can do together. And I think that that every night aspect of it, you know, where this wasn't an option, I think that was really healthy, you know, because sure, my brother and I would have rather watched the A-Team or something like that on the TV instead of having to sit and tell our parents about what happened at school that day. But I think it did end up being really good for our family. We've got another caller. Hi, what's your comment or question?
Hi, I'm just calling. I just wanted to make a comment about family. And, you know, through my experience, it's been, you know, family is not necessarily kinfolk. To me, family is if there's love and trust there, that's your family. And you don't always get it from the people that you're related to. And you have to make the decision at some point, is there trust? Trust is the biggest thing for me with family.
Mm.
If you trust people and they trust you, that's your family. And we're not always fortunate to be born into a family that you can feel like their family, and you shouldn't feel bad about that. And that's just a comment I wanted to make.
I think that's a great comment. I'm really glad that you brought that up. That was something kind of in the back of my mind where I thought the conversation might go today, because I definitely feel like the folks that I work with here at the station and the group of volunteers that contribute to the station, this is definitely a family. Absolutely. We care for each other. We trust each other. We're there for each other when, you know, we need to pick up each other's slack, or if someone's going through grief, you know, there's just a lot of compassion, and we're not blood relatives. And you're absolutely right about that. There are folks here that I absolutely consider family. So I'm really glad that you made that point.
Great. Well, that was the point I wanted to make. All right. Thank you for your program. It's a great program. Glad to have a call-in show.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in. Bye.
You bet. Bye.
Well, we're getting to the top of the hour. We've got time for another call, 503-325-0010. Do you have a story about family that is not necessarily blood relative, that's not necessarily kin, that you can share? I think that those stories are really important, and I'm glad that the conversation took that turn. So thanks to that last caller. The number, 503-325-0010. This is your call-in show, the conversation on Coast Community Radio, and we're talking about family. What does family mean? What does it teach us? What have you learned? What are some good memories or some bad memories? I'm appreciative of Joanne sharing her story of grief, but also sharing that there's something that you can do about it. You know, you can get help. And so if you are in a position where there's something that you need help with, please don't be afraid to ask. I'm sure that there are people in your life that care for you and love you. And like one of the earlier callers said, you know, they'll be there to be supportive emotionally, or they'll be there to be supportive financially. And that's a really wonderful thing. And we've got another in-studio guest. Welcome back to the studio, Joanne.
So I thought after all that grimness, maybe I would say a funny story. We all have funny stories.
Please
from our
do.
Family. And so in my family, my mom was, of course, took care of us all. And whenever anything would happen, she sometimes didn't know what to do. And I remember, and this incident started a thing in my family that we teased her with for her entire rest of her life. But my sister fell down the stairs. And she didn't get hurt, but she kind of landed in a heap at the bottom of the stairs, kind of stunned. And my mother ran over to her, not really knowing what to do, and said, "Would you like a cup of tea?" And after that, every time anybody, car accident, whatever, the joke was, "Well, why don't you just have a cup of tea?" And so there must be stories like that in your family. But we used to just tease my mother, like her, my sister could have had a broken leg or something.
Is she of British descent? Because I think that is a cure-all over there.
Well, she was a Swede, but my dad has British descent. So uh-huh. I think they were big tea drinkers. So I think she thought that the best thing possible, if you were still alive, was to just have a cup of tea and run with it.
Well, I've got another funny story for you. Since we're running out of time, this will be a quick one. But when, besides the mealtime every night, our family, we had one day a week that was Saturday that we were all meant to be together and have family time. And we called it Family Day. And after a certain point, we started calling it Dysfunctional Family Day. And it was just, you know, it was something to laugh at, poking fun at ourselves. But, you know, we did have a good time together, whether we liked it or not.
Well, you've seen that cartoon that with the two people in the audience, that's a convention of people from functional families. There's only two people in this whole big auditorium. So there
you
go.
Side?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Well, thanks for that
last
story, Joanne.
Thank you.
And thanks to everyone who called in today on The Conversation. This is KMUN Astoria 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillamook 89.5 FM, and streaming on the web at coastradio.org.